Welcome to the seventh inning stretch. I'm your host, Todd Scott Miller. So today, I just wanted to talk a little bit about adventure. See, about a month ago, I got this new planner, this Evo planner, and it's based on your brain type. And after I did the test, I found out my brain type is the explorer, what they defined as the explorer type, which is a type that needs fun and adventure and needs to do stuff that's a little bit adventurous and, you know, have fun. And it explains why I really like my office with a window now, because I can sit here and stare out there and pretend like I'm running in the fields. But anyway, with this brain type, it really makes sense to me, you know, as I experience it and I think about myself and the way I act and things I do and risks I take and, you know, my driving. So anyway, it's one of those things where I like to add adventure to things. I like to have fun. You know, I'll wake up on a Saturday morning and go, let's take a drive, you know, and 10 hours later we get back home. So it's just kind of the way I'm wired. And this past weekend, we went down to Space Center Houston and saw the Falcon rocket and got to see the space shuttle and, well, the mock-up, the one that they use for training. And we got to see the rockets at Rocket Park, including the Saturn V that they have down there. And we got to see some models of the new Orion spaceship and all these great things, these big adventures, right? You know, and I really like going down there and seeing it and experiencing it and kind of feeling the adventure that's there, the real life adventure. And at one point I saw a picture of Gene Kranz, and he's one of my heroes, one of those guys who I really kind of admire. I've read his book, Failure is Not an Option. And you may have, if you watched the Apollo 13 movie, Gene Kranz is the flight director in there. And I remember going to this talk for businesses working with NASA, and he was there and he talked about how on one of the space missions to the one of the Apollo missions, they had a light come on, a master failure light. So they say, okay, the first thing they do is tap it. So they tap it and the light goes out. And what happens sometimes when it gets really cold in space is the solder on the back of the switch will kind of freeze and break off. And so it loses the connection. So it fails open, right? So they had to write a quick software patch to work around it and then upload it to the module and test it and see if it worked so they could decide if they were going to continue the mission or not. And so they did all this in about 2 hours, uploaded it, tested it, everything worked okay, continued the mission. He said, today, it would take NASA 2 months to do that, and every mission would be canceled. And he's right, because we've gotten to a point in our society, in our thinking, where risk is completely unacceptable. We don't take risk anymore. We have risk managers who manage risk and keep us from taking risks. You know, it's the last, I don't know, decade or so that I've been in business, you know, everybody's talking about mitigating risk, eliminating risk, reducing risk, getting rid of risk, all this stuff about taking away risk. And at the end of the day, profit is basically the assumption of risk. It's the interest you get paid for taking risk. So if you're not going to take any risk, why do you deserve a profit? Is kind of the question I would ask, you know, monetarily speaking. But it really is a issue in our society where we have become so risk averse that we're afraid of everything. And I got to start asking myself, how are we ever going to go to Mars if we're afraid to go to the grocery store? And that's literally where we're at right now. Because we've decided that somehow we can eliminate all risk from life. And you just can't. It's not possible. You can't eliminate risk from living. You can either stop living, which means there's no more risk, or you can live, which means there is risk. And that's just the way it is. You know, and it's you could walk out the door and get hit by a bus. You know, and it's something that we seem to believe that somehow we can stop people from getting sick. We can stop people from hurting other people. We can stop people from getting hurt. We can stop people from dying. And you just can't do these things. It's just a part of life. And we've got to the point where we would rather not live than die. And that's scary. It really is a scary point to be at, especially for someone like me who thrives on risk and adventure. And here we are going, oh, well, that's too adventurous. That's too risky. Oh, well, you can't do that. You need to slow down. You need to do this. You need to not do that. You need to wear a helmet while you're walking down the street. You know, we're at the point where we're scared of our own damn shadow. And at some point, we'll stop pushing the edge. We'll stop pushing the limits. We'll stop pushing what we can do, what we're truly capable of, because it's just too damn scary. And that is when humanity will die without ever even having lived. So anyway, it's just Todd just talking to you and sharing some thoughts I had this weekend, and hope that you have a good week this week. Take care.